Dan. I hope we don't have a poor connection. I can barely hear you. Maybe you can crank up the sound a little bit.
All right. Well, I basically have no control over that. That's all done from Colorado, from Johnstown, Colorado. I'm just sitting here in beautiful and sunny Santa Cruz this morning. But perhaps our producer will hear this and crack up the sound. You go right ahead.
Okay, I'll do my best. Well, as Dr. Stan mentioned, my rheumatoid arthritis struck me rather suddenly after a fall downstairs where I tore ligaments in both my ankles. And the injuries didn't heal in a proper length of time, and the doctor was concerned. He sent me to a rheumatologist. And up to that point, I didn't really pay much attention to health and nutrition and all that. And the rheumatologist diagnosed rheumatoid arthritis and said, well, you know, you can't walk now without pain. And he said, you'll probably end up in a wheelchair. And I said, my gosh, you know, what causes it? What can I do? He said, we don't know what causes it, and, you know, it's just going to get worse. And I'm sorry about that, but here, take these pain pills. Well, at the time, I was a professional researcher, and I thought, well, nuts to this. If there's a cure out there, I'm going to find it. I'm a very active person, and this shouldn't have come on just suddenly. And in my travels, I found out that severe trauma, either physical or emotional or psychological, can bring on chronic illness, especially rheumatoid arthritis. Because if your immune system is dysfunctional to begin with, a trauma like this makes the immune system cells go to that place and try to repair it, the damage. And in the meantime, latent infections that have been lurking in your joints come out to play because the immune system is not strong enough to hold them back. And I researched this and I found a amazing book by Dr. Thomas McPherson Brown called The Road Back, and it talks about how there's a link between bacterial infection and rheumatic diseases such as rheumatoid arthritis. I ended up getting a PhD in health science to add to my other degrees and researched it thoroughly. After I got my PhD, I thought, well, I'm not going to hold back with this knowledge. Other people have to know that about this link and how to beat it. Dr. Brown found that the tetracycline antibiotics are specific to the organism causing not just rheumatoid arthritis, but things like other chronic inflammatory conditions such as fibromyalgia, MS, Crohn's disease, Sjögren's syndrome. There's a list of about 60 of them. But when I wrote my book, it was Rheumatoid Arthritis, The Infection Connection.
Right. We actually just got a whole flock of those books from you. We think it's an excellent book. We do offer it through our ministry. And it's so difficult for the average doctor to believe this because there was a relationship. Why, certainly their medical organizations would have published it. Their medical magazines they read would have mentioned be mentioned at the meetings that they go to. Well, I know when I it was in the mid 1970s when I was teaching at a university in South Africa. I was over there for a time at a medical school, and I had a lot of time and going to the library there and reading at that time that there was a definite connection between rheumatoid arthritis and chronic specific types of chronic infections that had heretofore been not recognized. This was the mid-1970s. But when I came back to the United States, simply no mention of it in any of my medical journals, no mention of it when I went to the medical meetings, and you sort of quickly forgot it because, after all, how could I know something that all these other smart doctors didn't know? And yet, of course, always in the back of my mind was the memory of these articles I had read about the relationship that existed. And these were validated medical journals. They were peer-reviewed articles that were circulated throughout the world, but for some reason, not here in the United States. Have you run into that, Dr. Pullman?
I did. In the course of my research, it was just amazing. I looked at medical textbooks, and if the Dr. Brown's finding, the link between bacterial infection and rheumatic disease, was treated no more than a footnote or They'd say in passing, well, this is a controversial theory or something, and then they'd go on to the magic of cortisone.
Yeah, and if you give people cortisone, it changes their whole metabolism. And sometimes they'll get fat, obese, and they can't overcome it. You alter everything when you give people cortisone.
People are more and more dependent on cortisone. You know, it's really unfortunate that Dr. Brown announced his remarkable finding at the rheumatology convention where cortisone was just first announced. And they thought, oh, thank you, Dr. Brown, but now we have the silver bullet that's going to solve all our problems.
What year was that, do you recall?
That was 1949.
Yeah, that was just about the time when I was starting medical school. I started, that was the year, actually, yes, my second year in medical school.
Well, I like to tell my audiences that good ideas take a while to take hold in the medical establishment. For example, it took about 50 years before surgeons finally agreed that it might be beneficial to wash their hands before operating. So if that took 50 years, I can only imagine maybe the time is ripe for Dr. Brown's work to be recognized.
Well, I think it's important, and that's why we do programs like this, to try to get people to understand that there are many things out there that their doctors don't know. It's not that the doctors aren't trying, but somebody is blocking the dissemination of information. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Diets simply don't work. 90% of dieters lose a few pounds, but then gain them right back, every time. At Radiant Clinic, we look at the cause of disease rather than merely treating the symptoms. We optimize thyroid and adrenal function, balance brain chemistry and hormones, all of which can cause weight gain. Our medical weight loss program will actually reset your metabolism so the pounds stay off permanently. Call Radiant Clinic at 970-278-0900 and ask for your free guide to permanent weight loss, or visit our website at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Dr. Catherine Pullman, we're talking about her experience with rheumatoid arthritis. So you picked the story up there. You were talking about you getting hold of the book by Dr. Brown, talked about the relationship between rheumatoid arthritis and chronic infection. And of course, this is really quite an old book because he had written this sometime either in the late 40s or early 50s. And so you picked the story up there.
Well, Dr. Brown tried to get papers published on this topic, but the medical establishment was so firmly rooted in its trust in cortisone that it largely ignored him. And
well, of course, cortisone does work, but it covers up the pain. It doesn't get to the cause, and, of course, it has terrible effects on the body and promotes diabetes, and it promotes all sorts of degenerative diseases. It destroys tendons. It is a terrible drug. It's on occasion it's life-saving, but to use it routinely for you know, to cover up the pain of arthritis is totally illogical.
Oh, absolutely. And there are a lot of pain relievers out there. You hit it on one of the primary reasons for why the tetracycline cure and treatment that Dr. Brown proposed was not accepted. Tetracycline is off-patent and ridiculously cheap, and it's effective. And arthritis medications, pain medications, are a billion-dollar business.
And
so
you hate
kind of look for the financial motive here.
You hate to think that could be true, but it really is. In fact, we have a book called What You Should Know About the Drug Companies. It's written by a former Marcia Angel, formerly editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, on the staff at Harvard. And after she wrote that book, they came after her with such an intensity of, you know, she wouldn't even answer her emails.
Oh, boy.
You were not to be allowed to put out the information that she did, especially when she appeared on 60 Minutes and she said, the drug companies aren't trying to help the people. They're in this for the money, and there are billions of dollars at stake. And, well, when the billions of dollars at stake, they'll come after you, and they went after her. But that's another story. Anyway,
oh, yeah.
that Dr. Pullman's absolutely right. I mean, so much of what goes on today, I hate to say it, but it's motivated by greed and perhaps another agenda, even more diabolical. But you go right ahead.
Well, I would like to mention you're on this American Freedom Network, and they are nonprofit and serving the community, and actually so am I. All the profits from my book, any speaker fees I get, I've been to international conferences and local organization talks, any of that is donated to infection research. I don't make a penny off of my book. I just want to help people get well. I figure, you know, God has blessed me with a good brain to figure this out and a wonderful husband to help me, and I am now in remission, and it's payback time.
Okay, well, anyway, go ahead. Anyway, you started on the tetracycline medication. How did you find a doctor who would treat you with it? That's a question.
That was very difficult. Four rheumatologists refused to do it. They wanted to give me Celebrex and Vioxx and all these expensive painkiller-type things. And finally, I went to my family doctor, and I said, I want to try this tetracycline treatment. I showed him Dr. Brown's research and mine, and he was dubious. And I said, well, if you don't get it for me and monitor my test results and everything, I'll just go and get it myself. I'm determined to get well. So he reluctantly prescribed it, and within 2 weeks, I was in much better condition. The swelling had gone down in my feet. I could walk without pain, and I followed the regimen that Dr. Brown recommended, and that's written up by a medical doctor in Appendix 2 of my book. So a person reading my book and saying, I want to try this, can take it to their doctor, and the doctor will work with the reader as a team and see if it works.
Well, now, can doxycycline be used now as well as tetracycline?
Oh, absolutely. Doxy is one of the tetracycline families.
Right.
Dr. Brown recommended minocycline, but there's oxytetracycline, several different ones in the family.
Right.
And Dr. Mercola, who uses this with his patients in his Chicago clinic, wrote this appendix for me, and he recommends strongly minocycline rather than the others. And it's very inexpensive compared to the other drugs.
Right.
And, of course, you know, long-term effective, 30 to 40% probability of complete remission using this protocol. It took me 8 months, but I'm done. But, you know, Dr. Stan, I really should say, I always end my lectures with, the question is not what do I take, but what do I do? It's not enough to take the tetracycline. That's just a stopgap measure. You have to get your immune system back on track. Then you can wean yourself away from the tetracycline as soon as the bacterial colony has reduced enough so that your own strong immune system can take over and keep it down.
You
will never eradicate all the bacteria from your system. You wouldn't want to. There's all, the harmful ones, of course, but you can't really tell the difference. We've got bacteria in our stomachs that help with digestion.
Sure. And, of course, the thing is that The major thing is to get your immune system up to the point where it can actually take over and actually protect you. And the problem is there's so many things in our environment and in our food supply and, the hair dyes and so many of the household products that we use and aroma products and things of this sort, food additives, that actually attack the immune system. And they know that. They just don't want the public to know it.
You really have to be a detective nowadays. You have to read the labels. And you have to know what you are putting in your mouth. You are what you assimilate. Everything that goes into your mouth, you need to know what it is. Sugar products, everything is so high in fats and sugars to make them taste good. But just bottom line is that bacteria thrive in a sugary environment. So if you can cut out as much sugar as possible from your diet, and I'm talking corn syrup, that's a big one. You see any form of corn syrup or corn on your label, that's a no-no.
Okay, well, go ahead. Certainly the fructose corn syrup is a terror. It really creates all sorts of problems.
I'd like to give out my website because I went to the store and took photos of a lot of labels, and I have an article there where I point to the various ingredients and, tell people how to read a food label, a processed food package. And this is kind of on a dieting show, how to lose weight show, and I went to the trouble of doing this. My website is ra-infection-connection.com.
Infection-connection.
Correct. And I have over 30 articles there. They're absolutely free. The only thing I sell is my book. No vitamins, supplements, gimmicks, nothing. Just the book. And that's at a low price. It's $14.95.
And I think it's important for people to understand that basically if you read that label, and for instance you're trying to avoid MSG, they will confuse, they will intentionally lie about the product. They'll call it natural flavoring.
Oh, yes, that's an old trick. And they've worked with the FDA to get permission to classify MSG as a spice. So if you're reading a label and you see all these ingredients and you see the word spice, not plural, singular, spice means MSG. Why don't they put the name of the spice, turmeric or oregano or whatever? No, they hide it.
And they call it yeast or natural yeast products or flavor enhancers. But they'll do everything to keep you from knowing what you're eating. That's why most of these food products that you're getting are not good for you.
Well, it's all to enhance the flavor to get you to buy it and buy it again. And we have a collective sweet tooth in this country, and the sugar is really doing a lot of harm to us. I noticed one of your sponsors during the break was talking about overweight, and if you don't mind, I'd like to refer your listeners to another book that's really good. It's called The Potbelly Syndrome, and it's by my colleague Russell Ferris, F. Frank, A-R-R-I-S. You can find it on Amazon, and he's talking about weight loss and why we'll try all these diet products, which they're everywhere and very expensive, but they don't really work. You have to get to the root cause of the problem, as your sponsor was saying. But one of the things I didn't hear in the advertisement was the infection factor. If you do have a mild chronic infection or inflammatory condition, this will increase the natural glucose or sugar level in your blood, and that in turn leads to obesity, diabetes, and other conditions involving sugar imbalance. So, people say, I've tried everything. I've even tried fasting. I can't lose weight. Well, if you get rid of the infection, it's going to be a lot easier. And you need to see your doctor about that, get tested, and find out what chronic infection is leading to this.
And, of course, the problem is that a lot of these chronic infections are intracellular. In other words, they're not going to show up readily on, on blood tests or blood studies. And so,
yes,
you need
it's unfortunate.
Who's well
You're absolutely right.
Because most doctors do not recognize the chronic mycoplasma infections, and they run a routine test, but they're not going to show it. You need to get some of the PCR-specific tests for these things, and the same thing with chronic chlamydia or Borrelia or Brucella, which, of course, is the organism of Creased Undulant Fever in cows. And there's so many of these chronic intracellular infections that are out there, and you're not going to pick them up with routine studies, and yet they will respond to the antibiotic treatment, long-term antibiotic treatment, which, of course, for these diseases that plague so many people. We have several million people with chronic fatigue and several million people with chronic fibromyalgia and several million people with chronic Lyme disease who go from doctor to doctor to doctor, and then those with rheumatoid arthritis and lupus and all of these terrible, terrible diseases, and nobody, of course, the average doctor is incapable of understanding them because he's never told by his medical organizations, and for a very real reason. Because after all, if people were well, would they be taking, hundreds of billions of dollars worth of drugs from pharmaceutical industries every year?
Yeah, the Lyme disease is especially insidious, and that started in Lyme, Connecticut, with, they figured out the ticks on deer and mice were carrying this disease, and it morphs into several different forms during its lifetime, this organism, and you have to catch it just right to be able to identify it. The tests are getting better, but the doctors apply rules now about indicators. When they get a test, you have to have, three or four indicators before they will say, well, you have Lyme disease. And even one can be an indicator, and caught early enough with antibiotics, it can save just a lifetime of problem. Very hard to eradicate Lyme disease once it's taken hold. And now it is a problem. Even here in California, we have Lyme disease support groups. So very hard to detect. We have a rather nationally famous infectious disease specialist right here in town, and he doesn't have the right testing mechanism available to him to be able to really zero in on this. I think the CDC is remiss in not classifying this as a really raging epidemic. But I guess enough people haven't died yet. It has to be something catastrophic before they take any action. It's very frustrating.
Well, you're much too kind to the CDC. I've been back there. I've talked to the turkeys there, and there are people there who have no intention of stopping many of the plagues that assess us. If you wanted to do the maximum harm, you wouldn't be a doctor in a little town someplace. Why, you would be at the center where they're supposed to be protecting the public from disease. And they're an organized effort not to do that, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot trust the Centers for Disease Control or the FDA or any of the government agencies. That's why we've got to return control of health to our states. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Catherine Pullman.
Founder of the Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Do you want to improve your skin's appearance but don't have the foggiest clue what you need or even what's available? Are you confused about the technical lingo surrounding beauty treatments? You've got fractionals, laser peels, IPLs, CO2s, photofacials. Confused yet? You're not alone. Most people are. That's why we at Radiant Clinic have put together a list of questions you need to ask before you buy any non-surgical cosmetic treatments. Call us at 970-278-0900 and ask for your free questionnaire or visit our website at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
Why is the MRS-2000 different from the usual magnetic therapies? Magnetic resonance simulation has sawtooth pulsating frequencies, increasing cell oxygenation, improving metabolism, relaxing muscles, and eliminating pain while raising cellular energy so the body can heal itself. It's simple, it's effective, and it's for the entire family. Call Sherry Beitzel at Inside Out Therapies, 970-402-7174. That's 970-402-7174. Or go to www.mediconsult.tv.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Dr. Catherine Pullman. Doctor, would you like to go ahead and get your telephone number out, pardon me, your website out one more time?
Oh, sure. The three W's, of course, ra-infection-connection.com. And lots of free health articles on a variety of topics. I'm working on one about autism. And you think, well, what does autism have to do with chronic infection or whatever? Well, I've come to be a mycoplasma organism expert because mycoplasma is the organism that is specific to rheumatoid arthritis. And mycoplasma has been found to contaminate vaccines. So clustered vaccines given to very young children, between 18 and 36 months, can do irreparable damage to them by introducing mycoplasma into their bloodstreams and into their joints. It's really unfortunate. We could go into this at length. I'm writing a paper on that. I just don't want anybody to overlook what pathogenic organisms can do and how they contaminate our food supply, even our vaccines. And that's another reason, Dr. Stan, that maybe we could divert a little bit and talk about preparation for winter and getting flu shots. My husband and I do not get flu shots for that reason.
Well, after all, they're going to tell us that why 36,000 people die every year of influenza and its complications, and it's why you need your flu shot. And they never mention that it's the complications that are killing them. They don't die of influenza.
Oh, yeah.
They die if they have an inadequate immune system. That's what kills them,
definitely.
Because they get pneumonia. And they're using fear tactics to get people to do something which is harmful. In the group. But you go ahead and tell our listeners why the influenza injection is harmful to their health and should never be given to either young children or elderly, and certainly nobody in between.
Well, the immune system is a very fragile thing, and it's not like an organ that the doctor could look at, like the heart or the liver, and zero in on. The immune system is just a system of systems, and it involves many different organs, and the lymph system, and everything is working together. And like a machine, if even one of those key parts is faulty, the whole machine is faulty. So if your immune system isn't in tip-top shape to begin with, maybe you already have a mild infection and your immune system is working on that, then you introduce the flu shot, flu vaccine, which is a little bit of a foreign invader. It overwhelms your immune system. and the elderly and the very young aren't really set up to handle that onslaught. If you want to find out about preparation for winter, I do have an article on my website, and you can also go to my favorite natural health doctor, Dr. Mercola, just MERCOLA.com, Mercola.com.
Yes,
and it's interactive. Put in the search window. You can find out about flu shots. You can find out about vitamin D. If you really took a mega doses of vitamin C and adequate D during the winter season, you'd have as much effective protection against the flu as a flu shot without the harmful side effects.
And that is so true, and the difficulty is that they're not telling you that. They're not telling you that there is a full dose of mercury in these influenza injection they're giving to children. They tell you why we've taken mercury out of the childhood vaccines. Well, that's a half-truth. They've taken mercury out of the vaccines for childhood diseases, but they've left it in the vaccine they give to children at 6 months of age and to pregnant women. Why would you leave the most toxic substance, perhaps other than lead, known to mankind in the vaccines, and then insist that they be given to pregnant women when they'll do the most damage to the fetus inside them and then to a six-month-old child when it does absolutely no good? Unless, of course, you were trying to harm the health of the person. Why would you give it to the elderly who don't have an adequate immune system, and that's why they get their pneumonia and they die, not from the influenza? But, of course, the mercury in the influenza shot lowers their immune response, and the other things in there alter their immune response and make them more susceptible to disease. And that's why most doctors and most dentists, most doctors and most nurses will not take the flu shot themselves, but they'll give it to you, and they're giving them away, you know, at the local grocery stores and the local drug stores. Oh, come in and get your flu shot. Yeah. We're for representing the government. We want to protect you because you know that 36,000 people die every year of influenza and its complications, and that's why you've got to take your flu shot. And
yeah.
It's amazing. You listen to what they're saying, ladies and gentlemen. They tell you it's not the influenza. It's the complications, and it's the pneumonia people get, and a lot of them get it after they had the flu shot, and that's why they die.
Oh, you know, let me backtrack a second to something you said about giving it to pregnant mothers. This autism article I'm working on has to do with prenatal ultrasound as well, and the harmful effects that parents do not realize. Autism has just soared. The statistics are staggering. It used to be autism was never really heard of. And since 1987, it's increased 273%. It used to be one out of thousands of children would have autism. Now it's one out of 150. Now, I'm thinking, what is happening here? And I do think clustered vaccines is one problem, but prenatal ultrasound, as a mathematician and a physicist, I looked at this and said, okay, the low wavelength, the sonification, has thermal effects inside the cell, which is 70% water. And, to bombard a developing brain of an infant in the womb, with this is way too powerful. The effects don't show up until maybe a few years later, but some very important, nerve connections are broken, and some nerve cells are actually destroyed. So parents are so anxious to get the first photo of my child, you know, and they go away with this picture of the developing baby in the womb, and they're showing it around. They don't realize what harm they're doing to their child. The risk is very great. It's very easy to become an ultrasound technician. You can get a certification, you know, at night school or something. I would not want somebody cranking up that machine and dosing my baby with very powerful rays that could affect it in later life. I'm not that curious to know whether I have a boy or a girl, or to show that photo around. Just be patient and wait. But this has become a routine part of the pregnancy exam, and I take this opportunity to alert your listeners that this is a very harmful practice.
Well, our number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. And we certainly welcome your calls. If you have a question for Dr. Pullman, these are very real problems. Millions of people with chronic fatigue, millions of people with chronic fibromyalgia, millions of people with Lyme disease, and the medical profession is not helping the most of these tragedies.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I guess this morning, Dr. Catherine Pullman, our number is 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. We have a caller on the line. Hi, and who's calling?
Ooh. This is Veronica.
Hi, Veronica. How
Hi,
are you
Dr.
doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, it's good to have you with us. And anyway, do you have a question for Dr. Pullman?
You know, I do. I have a 4-year-old that's almost 5. And I had both a level 2 ultrasound and also had one of the three-dimensional ultrasounds and also had a flu shot. I was pretty naive, you know, the doctors tell you, oh, you got to do this. But now he's behind in his speech and just having some problems. And I'm wondering if that might be part of the reason because of those things that I done, not knowing.
Sounds suspicious to me, Veronica. I've just started researching this. This is not really my area. I'm into autoimmune diseases and mycoplasma research, but I got tipped off on it because of the mycoplasma content in vaccines. And then I was talking with a physicist friend, and we were talking about ultrasound, and I thought, oh, my gosh. I would, if it were me, I would go back to the doctor and, you know, voice my concerns. Don't let them blow you off.
Okay.
You know, just, see, okay, what can I do? If your child is very young like this, there's still a chance his brain is still developing and the nerves can be restored. There's something called nerve growth factor. There are amino acids that can help to repair those broken connections. L-tyrosine, for example. Ask your doctor about that. I'm just starting my research, so I can't really advise you thoroughly, but some of Google nerve growth factor on the Internet, and there are autism support groups. I think that's just kind of like the arthritis support groups where they just tell you how to cope and not what to do about it. But I do wish you well. It could be that some of the vitamins and supplements will help you. If you go to my website, you know, send me your, you know, contact me through the website and put in the subject line something about autism, and I will be sure to see it. I get tons of email, but I'll try to help you.
And I'm sorry, I didn't catch your website. Could you give that out again?
Sure. It's ra-infection-connection.com. I don't do personal counseling, but at least I can point you to some websites.
And Veronica, if I could make a suggestion, one of the best sources of information for me is Dr. Blaylock's website. Of course, Dr. Blaylock's a personal friend, and he spent the weekend before last with us. At his newsletter is circulated by Newsmax.com. And if you subscribe to it, well, you can record all of his past newsletters going back 4 or 5 years, which I personally keep. And I have them all bound because I think they're a wonderful source of information, the information you need to know. And you really need to know there are, as Dr. Pullman says, there are vitamins and things like curcumin and quercetin and some of the others that really do help as far as the brain and keeping the brain functioning correctly. And certainly, you know, the average doctor is just doing what all the other doctors do. Somebody
yeah.
once described doctors to me, you know, as like a herd of sheep. And if you see a flock of sheep, one sheep goes and then all the others follow. And then another sheep goes another direction, all the sheep follow. Understand that doctors are not trying to harm you or harm your child. They're doing what everybody else does, but they are never told of these very real damages and what so much of what they're doing to their patients is harmful. That's why you've got to start doing independent research on your own. And there's a, we have, fortunately, the Internet there where you can get accurate information, and we'll try to steer you to the people who have done the research. And there's so much information out there that the average doctor does not know. Medicine is wonderful, can do amazing things, but it's doing a tremendous amount of harm as well. This is a tragedy. And not because the doctor wants to hurt you, but he doesn't. But he just doesn't know because there are people with a vested interest in keeping information away from them, and there are other people who are just plain evil, and they're working at the highest levels of organized medicine today. I know I crossed swords with them for years, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, rather than trying to fight in a system where you can't win.
And you're right. You can't, because it's, and then even if you do, what I've found is suggest even like the flu vaccine to people. They're so dead set on getting it because they're so afraid of getting the flu. And you're right. It's just it's hard to, you know, to convince some, you know, a lot of people.
And just point out, Veronica, to everybody, you know, why is it when they talk about all the people dying of influenza, they also said of the complications? Well, they're not dying of influenza. They're dying of pneumonia, which, of course, people get in the wintertime because their immune system is down. And the actually, oh, if you get our information on vaccines, you'll find out the vaccines do far more harm than good. This is the great tragedy, and we're destroying the minds of our children. And CDC says, gee, we have no idea why all these kids are getting autism, but we can assure you it's not the vaccines. How can they be sure? Well, you're supposed to believe them because they're from the government, and aren't they there to help? No, they know what they're doing. We've got the documentation. The Simpson Wood volume, which they suppressed, we actually got copies of it. We make it available, going into how they know that the mercury in the vaccines was harmful, and they're concealing that information. Anyway, Veronica, God bless you. Thanks so much.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Bye. Well, we're just about out of time. We don't have time for another caller. But if you're out there, you need to get the information, and you're going to have to start looking after your own health, and you're going to have to start learning how to read the labels on ready-prepared foods. And in fact, you are really better off not to get them. You're better off to prepare them yourselves. The The others may taste better, but of course they have a lethal factor there as well. Dr. Pullman, do you have a parting thought before we let you go?
Yeah, I've got to get some Lyme information to people. Please look at the website LymeInfo, all one word, LymeInfo.net. They cover national and international conferences, and it's a support group. It's just chock full of good information on Lyme.
And there's so much of this that is just being withheld from your doctor and from you. Catherine, we'll talk to you this afternoon. God bless. Thanks so much for
being
with
us. God bless you, Dr. Stan. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I certainly hope you enjoyed Dr. Pullman. We do carry her book, Rheumatoid Arthritis, The Infection Connection. That's Rheumatoid Arthritis, The Infection Connection. It's inexpensive. We carry it because we want you to have the information. We have a great DVD put out by Dr. Garth Nicholson, one of the world's leading scientists with certainly well over 700 peer-reviewed articles, a unique individual who I consider it a privilege to have as a friend. You want to see his DVD, which we produced, called The Terrible New Diseases. It's just terrible new diseases going into this whole subject we're talking about today. And, of course, this was the address he gave for our conference about a year ago. In fact, after I sent a copy of it to Dr. Nicholson, he called back and asked for three or four more so he could send to his friends. So it's obviously pretty good. That's The Terrible New Diseases. And, of course, we have a four-tape set on Lyme disease. We have a four-tape set on chronic fatigue syndrome and on the Gulf War illness, much of what the first Gulf War illness was, the chronic infections that they introduced into our population. The recent talk by Dr. Blaylock, we do not have the DVD available, but we do have a CD of his talk, and you can order that. It's only $7.95 plus shipping, and it'll be available at any time. Just Dr. Blaylock's most recent talk, and now this is the recent talk on disease. We did a two-hour program with him when he was visiting us on going into the background of what's happening on the as far as communitarianism and this effort to change our outlook on society. But you want to get his talk on vaccines. We've got a great four-tape set on vaccines. We have Neil Miller's book, Are Vaccines Safe and Effective? A small little book. You can read it readily. Very good. We have his book on autism. And then, of course, we have his great big book, 600 pages or more, with Dr. Blaylock reading the foreword, the Vaccine Safety Manual. That's the Vaccine Safety Manual. We have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's book. We carry her book on vaccines. But if you're only going to get one, I get the small little book on the Vaccine Connection by Neil Miller. And then if you really want to get all the information why the Vaccine Safety Manual, go to our website, look at what we have at RadioLiberty.com. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest Dr. Garth Nicholson's book, The Project Daylily, goes into the background of the AIDS infection, the chronic fatigue, how the government has created these new diseases, created this chronic form of mycoplasma, which, of course, is found in AIDS. It's found in rheumatoid arthritis. It's found in atypical pneumonia. But they can't let you know. They can't let you know what Zbigniew Brzezinski, who incidentally is an advisor to Barack Obama, but Zbigniew Brzezinski in his book, Between Two Ages, back in 1970, on a footnote at the bottom of the page between 55 and 65, talked about how wonderful it was in the future we're going to be able to create chronic new diseases to disable the enemy. Chronic new diseases and both storms and droughts. Storms and droughts. Well, they can do that now, 35, 38 years later, and of course we're seeing the end result of their efforts. But they can't let you know what they're up to. If you'd like those pages from the book, the book is very expensive and very hard to get today. It's called Between Two Ages. You need to get the other things. Let me suggest Project Daylily. If you'd like those pages from Zbigniew Brzezinski's book, we'll make those available to you. You must understand that this is the advisor to the most powerful man in America, David Rockefeller, and they can create chronic new diseases, and they can create storms and droughts. And he wrote that in 1970, and they're doing it today. Please pray for America. Remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Millions of women have been misdiagnosed and been given dangerous prescription drugs. In reality, they're simply suffering from hormone imbalance. Stress, environmental chemicals, poor nutrition, and age all can affect your hormones. Do you have hormone deficiency? Find out with our simple self-test that will help you determine if your hormones are suboptimal. Call Radiant Clinic at 970-278-0900 for your free test or visit our website at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Had to be restrained by the crew with duct tape. The woman had reportedly pulled a blind passenger's hair and slapped a flight crew member on the behind. She's been charged with resisting arrest and interfering with the operations of a flight crew. President-elect Barack Obama will get a taste of what it's like to be the leader of the free world today. He'll receive the same intelligence briefing that President Bush gets at the beginning of each day. It'll be his first such briefing by National Intelligence Director Michael McConnell. And Spain has turned down a request for political asylum by a son of Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. Omar bin Laden had asked the Spanish government to grant him asylum after arriving with a Saudi passport.